Headline: Nayib Bukele kills Salvadoran Bitcoin initiatives to appease IMF. Published at 7:59 p.m. UTC, December 19, 2024. Nayib Bukele's tune has seemingly changed his stance on the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Bukele once laughed at its bankers causing a dip in Bitcoin, BTC prices, refused to consider repeated requests to revoke the crypto as legal tender, and angered IMF workers with various tweets. He has also censored the IMF's views within El Salvador and refused to meet its demands for debt refinancing. However, yesterday, the president's staff kowtowed to IMF demands, agreeing to confine his administration's BTC-related economic activities and transactions, eliminate the acceptance of BTC tax payments, and unwind the government's involvement with its once state-backed BTC wallet and ATM network, Chivo. Bukele made these compromises to get access to a paltry $1.4 billion loan extension to fund his administration's reform agenda. IMF staff thank the Salvadorian authorities for the excellent collaboration and candid dialogue, press officers wrote, juxtaposing Bukele's defiant statements with his compliant acquiescence. Salvadoran authorities also agreed to formalize a policy of voluntary acceptance of BTC as a method of payment for all Salvadoran business owners, subheading Bitcoin to no longer be accepted as legal tender for tax payments. In the end, it all comes down to dollars and cents at the negotiation table. Going forward, according to an agreement by Rafael Espinoza on behalf of Salvadoran authorities, U.S. dollars would be the only acceptable denomination for tax payments in El Salvador, assuming El Salvador keeps the promises it has made to the IMF and implements these reforms by drastically dialing back BTC use in the country. The IMF board will approve its $1.4 billion loan extension request in February next year. The country's GDP is approximately $34 billion and grows roughly 3% per year. Because the country claims to own 6,192 BTC, Tim Draper claimed on October 24th that a rally to $100,000 per coin would allow the country to repay its IMF loans and never have to talk to them again. That obviously didn't happen. Like much of Bukele's social media posturing against the IMF, his debts came due and quickly checked him back to reality. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.